Hello, and welcome to the Whole Woman Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Rachel Lavin, a certified personal trainer, health coach, and author of The Donut Diaries. I spent most of my life feeling betrayed by my body, feeling like I wanted to be thin just like everyone else. I lost weight, I gained weight. Even as a woman in the fitness industry, I struggled daily with my body. When I turned 40 years old, it was almost like my body love angels came and started singing to me, and I just decided that I wanted to be happy. But how was I going to get there? I had to do the work. I had to go back into my past and figure out why I didn't feel like I deserved to be happy. I have learned how to love myself, love my body, have self-respect, have confidence. And now I teach women and walk alongside them as they go on their own journey. So starting this podcast with my friend Kim was the best way to get this information out to you. So welcome to our show.
Hey, I'm Kim, and I'm so excited to be here. This podcast has been a long time in the making. I am a certified nutritionist, a Christian wellness coach, and the author of Reflections of Joy. I lived the early years of my life just naturally fit and I guess genetically, I was blessed to be a size that made me happy. And I was a swimmer. And so I swam every single day for the first 16. Well, I started when I was five, and I swam until I was 17. So every day. And so I could eat whatever I wanted to eat. I didn't even have to think about my exercise or my body because I was burning more calories sometimes than I could possibly consume. It wasn't until my 20s when I wasn't active and actually busy chasing around a bunch of little kids that I started to gain weight, and I started to notice that my body was not cooperating with me the way that it used to. And I went through a long period of just feeling crummy about myself, which no one should feel. I caught the fitness bug. I actually opened a gym during my late 40s and my early 50s, and I thought I had it all figured out until I didn't. And so, like Rachel, I had to reach a point where, I don't know, I guess for me, I stumbled across the fact that I could like myself, even if I wasn't a certain size or a certain weight. I could eat the foods I like. I could enjoy time with my family. I could feel sexy and intimate, even if I wasn't perfect. And so I was so excited when I first met Rachel on another podcast. And I realized that I wasn't alone in this world, that there were other women out there who loved themselves, even when they weren't maybe who they used to be. And so I'm super excited that we get to share our thoughts and bring guests with maybe different thoughts onto this podcast to talk with you.